Okay. Okay, this is officially a chabura. The Hainu, I can't prove that it's true, but it stims, I hope. And if it stims, then chach it to be a good word. Okay. Now we're going to have a few lishitasos. I hope the Eidon doesn't get lost in the cheshbon. We'll try to make it as easy as possible. Mechaber in Tafresh Ayin Dalid, in the halacha of Madlikin Miner Lener, the Mechaber holds that it's mutter lahadlik from one ner to another ner. That's besides the complications of how you do it, but he holds that you're allowed to light from one ner to the next, and it's not a problem of bizoy mitzvah, which is basically the sugi of the Gemara. It says mutter lahadlik miner lener. The Rima says, v'no'agu lahachmir b'nei eskanaka, that we're machmir not to light miner lener, because it's a bizoy mitzvah, because one's the ikar and the rest are just a hider. So the first one is the real mitzvah, and the rest is showing it's a little schwacher, and it is a bizoyin, and he holds you shouldn't do it. So first thing is, what's their machlekes? It's taka epis a bizoyin. Why wouldn't there be room to be machmir, according to the mechaber? Even though the Gemara says mutter, but secondly, in Tafresh Ayin Aleph, we have a machlokes mechaber and rima b'negia to on each day when you light more neiros. So the mechaber says that we only light more neiros, you know, for one person in the house. So it should be very clear exactly how many neiros we have. The whole din of adding neiros doesn't apply if everybody's lighting. One person, you got the menorah, you got the number of days, it's clear. Then we're marbe the neiros. But we want to get a misper masuyim, we want to get an exact number, and if you have too many people doing it, it's unclear exactly the number of neiros being lit. And the Ramah, which is our minig, we all know, is that we're marbe, and everybody lights and adds, and there's no issue. He just says, v'yizar, you should talk, everybody should have their own place where they're lighting, so there should be some hecker, and it's not a big mish. Agav, the Vilna Gaon seems to say that Tosis would be Maida in the Ramah's case, where the Ramah says you're separating them. Tosis, which is really the Shita of the Mechaber, it says you should just stick to one person doing it. Zog the Vilna Gaon, he'd be Maida if everybody's separating their menorahs and it's different. Tosis himself would be Maida, and the Maida, that's our Minik. However, if you look in the Taz, which is brought down by the Berhetiv, seems to say that no, it's a Machlaikis, and the Machlaikis stands. And Kanir, if you look at Tosfos himself, Tosfos' Lashon is slightly different than the Ramah's Lashon in the Zahiris. Tosfos says, Tosfos says that there's more of a hider, the ikka hakera kishamaisa vahailech oy machaser, shu keneged yomim anechnasim oy yoytim. Avalim oysa ner l'chol echad, but if everybody's doing it, then even if you're adding mikan ve'elach leka hakeira, people aren't going to recognize. Sheyizburu, people will think shekach yesh bnei adam abayis. They're going to think that that's the number of people in the house. The Ramah says that you should be careful that people should know that there should be a hacker. V'yizor liten kol echad ve'echad neiros b'makom miyuchid kedei sheyeh hacker kama neiros madlikin. So you should know how many neiros. Tosfos mashma that we know how many neiros, but people are going to attribute the neiros to the number of people in the house. So it would seem that even with the Ramahs being careful that everybody, you're able to count the neiros, you know how many neiros there are. For Tosfos it wouldn't help. Tosfos will just say, good, I see how many neiros there are. Then maybe that's because of how many people there are in the house. But you see that the separating them of the Ramah is just to suffice that you could count the neiros. That's his lashon. That people could see how many neiros there are.
How many per group?
Huh? He doesn't say that. He says, kama neiros madlikin. And Tosfos' lashon is that we have a problem that people are going to think, kach yesh bnei adam abayis. In other words, you see a bunch of neiros, and you could count them, but people are for some reason, people aren't going to attribute the number to the day, people are going to attribute the number to the people. seems that Tosis has a problem, even if it's very clear how many number neighbors you have, there still is an issue.
Is Rambam trying to address that problem, or is not trying to address that problem?
I would say not. Now, if you look at the Gra inside, not as brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. If you look at the Gra inside, the Gra says the Tosis would be Moida Bizmanenu, that we're Madlik Bifnin, and everybody Bifnim knows how many people are there. So Mimela, the amount of Neiris equal up to everybody's going to be able to know how many days it is. As Isaac de Gra.
Use that
lot. No, yeah,
third,
yeah, yeah.
And Tosis, when it's a third night, only one person lights three candles, maybe they'll still think there's three people in the house.
I'm saying the people in the house.
No, I'm not going with the group. Before that.
Yeah, but. Yeah.
Tosis always said it'll be people in the house. So he says don't put together the amount.
No, but once the halach is that you don't go by the people of the house with a few layers. So if you don't go by the people of the house, only one person adds. So Tosis Masha that you saw it the night before and you see it the next day.
Yeah, okay.
So you see the night before one and the next day you see two.
Right.
That's what's Masha and Tosis. But the Kitzur Maase comes out that even the Gra himself is only saying that Tosis Moida Bizmanenu, that we're Bifnit. So Mela, everybody knows how many people there are in the house. It could also depends what the Ramah means by the Makrin Meyuchet. The Gra says, the Gam, the fact that we light indoors nowadays, so it's not by the Pesach, so Mamela, people could mamish put it, the Makrin Meyuchet, I don't remember his Lashon again, but mamish, you could separate them all over. Is the Chmashma that the Etzim in the Ramah, the Ramah himself was still going b'samach l'Pesach. But everybody's got their own menorah b'samach l'Pesach. But it still is possible to make a mistake. Zok de Gra, but about nowadays we're lighting indoors. You could put them in different rooms for all we care. Then it's mamish nicker, and then Tosis would be made as well. So also, even the Zahirus to make a hacker, it will be mashma that the Ramah suffices. It's all right next to the door, Betz. And it's just everybody has their own menorah. Tosis would not be happy with that. You could still make an error over here in what's going on. Whereas in Hanami, the Gra is saying, but if your mom is keeping separate rooms or maybe separate windows, then it would be enough of a hecker for Tosis also. Yep. But it's mashma that Tosis is hecker and the Ramah's hecker are different hecker.
So they're not because somebody has two different doors and two different streets.
Yeah.
So you have to like two different
layers. Right.
Because you have to technically light. Let's say you have two
bypasses. Asmaris Aaron, you have to light that both. So you might think two people are there.
Two different people. There
okay. One. But the whole part of the Maris sign is because somebody's only going to pass by one side and they're going to see there's no one there. We're not assuming people are going to see both.
But, yeah, you're right. The house doesn't have more excellent. So, okay,
I'm so saying we're not assuming people are going to notice both.
What if the guy walks around the block and assumes there's two people in the house? Who cares if there's two people in the house? Who cares if there's two people in the house? Who cares if there's two people in the house?
The number of days. When you see in one menorah how many days it is, that's a fine.
Yeah, but it doesn't. It's seemingly so that if you light two candles, people think there's two people in the house.
I'm saying if it's mamish, totally separate, so then it's nicker the number of days. But if it's a ma'aseh kanira, even the Gra is saying that Tosfos and the Ramah have different levels of hekar that are required, which is also a shtickel of tzarchin. But b'kitzur ma'aseh, back to the basic. The basic halacha is that Tosfos holds that we only have a din of being marda one person. Okay, we want a minyan mesuyim with a very strong hekar, and the Ramah is makel. He allows other people to light, and he has a less of a requirement of the hekar. A smaller hekar is required l'fi the Ramah. So what's that machlokes? So the Gra later on, when we're talking about how to light from the last, from the new one to the old ones, and the order, and from left to right, etc., the Gra brings down a raya from our Ramah over here, by Madlik Miner Laner, that you shouldn't be lighting from the new one to the old, because the new one, this is the Svaras HaGra, the new one blives only a hidden mitzvah, because that's the new ner, that's an extra ner, and the old neris are really the ikr. So he says it can't be that you should be lighting the new one and you're making a bracha on the new one, which is only a hiddur, and you're not making the bracha on the ikr. So according to the Gra, you start from the old one, the first day's ner that you originally lit, that's the one you start with, and then you work your way towards the new one. But the Gra proves it from the fact, how do I know that one is an ikr and the rest is a tafel. So I'm telling you to reverse the order. One's an ikar, one's a tafel from the Ramah that says that you shouldn't be lighting miner l'ner. What does the Gra need a raya to? The Gra needs a raya that one's an ikar and the other a tefelim. We all know the ikar mitzvah is one ner and the rest are a hiddur. The Gra doesn't need a raya that one's an ikar and one's a tafel. If anything, he needs a raya as to which one that you're lighting is the ikar and which one is the tafel. But it seems like the Gra is just bringing a raya from the Ramah that one is an ikar and one's a tafel, which l'char is pshita. Yesh leimar. That the machlaik is the machaber and the Ramah. L'shitasam would be as follows. Do we say that the extra neighbors that you're lighting, the etzem, it's all one inclusive number? Let's say it's the fifth night, you're lighting five neighbors, and all five are considered one misper mesuyim of five, and in that way, each and every neighbor is equal. There is no ikr or tafel. It is one mitzvah to light five. And that's called the mitzvah muhudares. That's how you light be'oifen muhudar. It's not that one's an ikr, it's inseparable. It's a group of five that you're lighting. That's the hiddur. And the meilut mutter lahadlik miner l'ner according to the mechaber. And according to the Ramah, faker. It's not that it's a group of five, it's separable. There's one ikr and there are other tefillin. And the Gra has to prove from the Ramah that there's one ikr and one tafel. But Enoch Hanami, the mechaber, would hold that there's no such thing as an ikr and a tafel. The mechaber holds that it's all one inclusive thing, which is also l'shitasai, b'negeya to the mispar. How makbid do you have to be on the mispar? If it's a misper mesuyim, that you have to have one inclusive number, we have to be very makbid that number should be boilet. That it should be very, very clear what you're lighting. You're lighting a number of five. And the other man, the Ramah holds name. The etzem is one ner, that's the ikka mitzvah, and the rest is a hiddur. You want to get in the number also, Efsher, it's a good tzach, it's a good thing, you zahir, you should get in the number, but it's much less of a zahiris, because that's not the focus. The svaras ha-machloikis would be mitzad the Gemara. The Gemara says, two pshatim beisilo. One pshatim beisilo is that we're moisef ahayla keneged hayonim. The other pshatim beisilo is, aos malim ha-kodesh v'leim aridim. It could be kuli alma agree that we should stim with the numbers and you shouldn't give various malim ha-kodesh. But the question is, how important is the number? According to the pshat that is keneged hayonim, that is the whole hidden mitzvah, is that there should be a recognition that this is the third day that the Pach Shemen went on. And this is the fourth day that the Pach Shemen went on. So according to the pshat that is keneged hayomim, the number is very, very important. According to the pshat of Malin Bakaydesh, Batsim, the number is not so important. There's a din to add, and maybe you get an added bonus in the fact that people might realize that the Pach Shemen went on and on, Efsher. But Batsim, the requirement according to the shita of Malin Bakaydesh, is not so makbid really on a number that's Masuyim. So Mela could be that the Mechaber is going with the Yesh Oimim, that it's keneged hayomim, and in Eilu there's a tremendous kepeda on the number, and it has to be a very strong hacker. And in Eilu it's one inclusive number of five, and it's mutter lahadlik minel l'ner because they're all equal. And whereas the Ramah holds, nein, it's avodah malam makaydish. In Eilu the first one's the ikker, the rest are shtikla tafel, and it's also lahadlik from the first to the rest, And also the halacha that we have to have such a big kepeda, he's not so makbid on the number. As long as you don't have a gross error in terms of what's going on over here, that's enough. Even if they're by the door, as long as everybody's got their own menorah, that's enough. Perhaps that could be a l'shitasa. In terms of the yeshayimim of the Gemara Alein, it could be that the machlekes between the two yeshayimim, the Mishan and Bezilel, could be gebayt on why we light the menorah itself. Our Gemara, the Gemara Shabbos says, "My Chanukah, why would we kaveh Chanukah?" And the only thing the Talmud Bavli mentions is the nace of the Pach Shemen. The Megillas Tainus splits up Chanukah into five different eating, and it says that it's aser b'tainus v'hespid because of the Pach Shemen, and it says that it lasts 8 days long because the renewal of the Beis HaMikdash, the cleaning up and the refurbishing and everything of the Beis HaMikdash that time, it was an 8-day Chanukah Sabayis. So it was an 8-day Chanukah Sabayis, the Mela Chanukah's 8 days. Why do we light Neiris, Zog the Megillas Tainus? Because the Chashmonaim came in carrying great, big torches. Big torches as a sign of Simcha and victory or whatever it is. Some Pshatim would say that because they wanted to light the menorah with them, because they didn't want to touch the menorah and be metame. So a whole shaila, what exactly was going on in Yosef, and it's brought down that we light neiris because they came in as a sign of victory and celebration with these torches. And the Mela, everybody in Klai Yisrael lit neiris in their houses. So it could be that that goof is the machlokes in the Yeshayim. Do we say that when Moisif Neira is because of the Pachshemen? And the Neila, it's very important to get the number right. We want to be Megala the Neis, how long the Pachshemen lasted. The Neila, it's Davke Kenegan Ayamen. The other Yeshayim, well, Nein, that's in the Neiris is because of the victory. The Chashmonaim came in as a sign of celebration, and they were Madlik Neiris, was a big thing. And as the Nitzachim, we're lighting Neiris, as the Neis of the Nitzachim. And we taka saying that Neiris Halalu is taka as Mashmazai. And Neiris Halalu Kaidushim, Alan Nisim, Alan Flais, Yeshua, Alan Muhammad. It's Mashma as the Nitzachim that we light it. But the Kitzah Maisa, it could be that Yeshayim and Holt, Malam HaKadosh. The Etzem, there's a Vard, Stamazai, we're Madlik, as a celebration of the Nitzachim. And every day, as Malam HaKadosh, we add. Lefizah, the number is really not very important. And that's what the Ramah would hold.
How would they get into the
Babli?
How
would who get into the Babli? Megillas Tainus existed in the times of the Babli. It's just that it's not mentioned. But Rashi, Grada Rashi, is careful by Maicha Anakah. He says, Alayzah Nais Kavua. He doesn't talk about Ma'adlokas Neiris. And when the Gemara quotes the Megillah Tainus on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis itself, it stops right there. It just says Yom Chanukah Tamanin and the Loyla Misbeh the Loyla Sanisbe. The Issa Tainus Festival is also the Pach Shemen. But it could be the Yeshayim and hold that that's it. That's the Stima Sa Gemara. Everything is also the Pach Shemen and nothing right. The other Yeshayim and hold name. Mitaka Madlik Neiris as the Nitzachim. Perhaps that's the Svar Zamachlekes. Can in the Dayak Zayin Alishitasam also, that when you go back to the original halacha in Tav Reish Ayin, b'negeah to the Chi of Suda, if there is a Chi, if there's any Inyan of Suda, the Machaber says, Rishus. Suda? Ma'aman l'chashame. It's a Rishus, no mitzvah. The Ramah says, Yesh Ksas mitzvah. Could be also Alishitasam. According to the Machaber, The celebration of Hanukkah has to do with the Neiris. It has nothing to do with our physical victory and our celebration of Guf and saving ourselves from tsaris and problems. It's totally Pach Shemen. The middle there's no Indian of Suda. It was a Ruchnizdig miracle and that's it. There's no Indian of Suda. And Faker, the Ramah holds name. Hanukkah, there is a Makim for Nitzachin. And there is a Makim for celebration of the Nitzachin, which is a Simchas HaGuf. And the middle there is an Indian Yesh Ksas Mitzvah Suuda. It's also interesting to note that the Ramah says three things why there's an inyan of Suda. Number one, he says is Chanukah Samizbeach, which is the Megillas Tainus. The second thing is he says Al Shius Vishishbachos, which we all know the Hallow is only Al Shnitzachin. And the third thing he says is Al Shnitzachin, Al Shnitzachin, which was also Al Shnitzachin over the. Yeah, but I'm just saying. The other shita is man the chashem ein nitzachim. Gemara brought down my Chanukah and all it spoke about was Pach Shemen. Meir Daisy could be going to the other shita. Halav Magdal is also on Pach Shemen. Meir Daisy, man the chashem ein, man the chay. All I'm saying is the other shita never. We don't find in the Bible anything about the nitzachim. Have a nice day. That's all. But the Ramah is going taka with the Megillas Tainus. The Nitzachin played a major role. And the Megillah is an Indian of Suda as well. Yesh L'dayik Oid, that when we bring down the Isser Tainus V'Hesped Aleh, is the Isser Tainus V'Hesped a Tzuge Klepta Din, Stamazai a Din that we're giving to Chanukah, or is it really a branch out of the Chiyuv Simcha? The Mechaber brings down the din of Isser Tainus Vehesped, Chafei Bekislev, Chesi Mechanica, Asurim Behesped Tainus. It's Chanukah, and it's also Behesped Tainus. And he says it's Mutter B'Mesiyas Malacha, and the women are Noyeg not to do Malacha. And he says, V'yesh Mishayimer, that you shouldn't be Mekal on the women. V'yestois, the Mechaber Alain, before his Yesh Mishayimer, holds that even on the women who are Noyeg, not to do malacha, we could be mekel on them too. It's not such an important aspect of the malacha. When the Rambam brings down, the Rambam we all know says Yemei Simcha, and when the Rambam brings down the Isser Tainus, he says the Chachamim Rekavei Yemei Simcha V'Hallel, Umadlikin, which everybody's medayik is not, the madlikin has nothing to do better with the yoim. Umadlikin is a din on you. But the yoim simcha, the yomim elu heina nekroim chanukah, the heina surin the hesed v'taynis. So shtikol mashma that it's out of the fact that these days of simcha are called chanukah, the meila it's aser the hesed v'taynis, and he shtelsu kimei apurim. Now Purim also, the reason why it's also behesved at times is because it's a yoim of simcha umishta. And then he says, hadlokas neiris ben mitzvah midivrei seifim kikriyas megillah. That's already a mitzvah applied to the yomtiv. But it comes out l'chayra that according to the Rambam, the iser tainis behesped comes out of the fact that it's a yoim simcha. But mainly you can't have iser tainis behesped. Whereas according to the Mechaber, even though it's also B'tayis Vesbid, Lav Davki is it coming out of the fact that it's a yoim simcha. Because the Mechaber holds it with the Netzachin doesn't play a role. It's not a Yom Simcha. It happens to be as every Rosh Chodesh. I don't know if you have to say Rosh Chodesh is Yom Simcha and that's why it's also B'tayinus V'Hesbid. Whatever it is, it's a special day that we were Kaveya, that it's also B'tayinus V'Hesbid. It's not because Rosh Chodesh is a Yom Simcha necessarily. So they ask it this day. It's a Shtichel Kedusha. It's a Shtichel Hayom Tif. Right, it's also Noyegim. There's a minig that the women don't do Malacha on Rosh Chodesh. So the Mechaber holds the Edson that the Issa Tainus Vehesped and the Issa Malacha, even for women, is Mamash Zayim Rosh Chodesh. There are women that are knowing not to do Malacha, Abayesh, Lahakal Aleyen. It's not coming from the fact that it's a Yoim Simcha. Whereas the Rambam is learning that it's a Yoim Simcha, Alta Nitzachin, and that's what Asher's Tainus Vehesped. Huh? It's because we were Kaveir as a Yom Tif. Once we were Kaveir as Yom Tif, it's also a Tainus Vehesped. Huh? What the is the tainus vesped? According to the Mechaber, no. Okay, it could be we're doing that also in Ramah. I don't know where an Eres Halal comes from. Where does it say an Eres Halal? Who brings an Eres Halal? The Ramah, no? Huh? I know, I'm saying it's not that I think it's the Ramah that says it. I'm just saying, the Mechaber didn't feel that an Eres Halal was important enough to mention. That's what I want to say is the Lishitasa.
It's not as big as theory. We're talking about what the Tikkun is. It doesn't mean that we close our eyes to all the Arum. It's not as big as theory.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
I'm saying
it could be the Hal of Oidah might be on the Nitzachin. But until you find Nitzachin, don't tell me that it exists. That's all. According to
yeah.
Where does it say that the Nashim Achayim? Which simon is it that Nashim Achayim? Because after you know you believe in this? Fine. The big cash on this whole business, this whole Lishita, so is the Rambam. So Rambam, we all know, holds Lalacha, that we're Marbe, even everybody in the family, everybody there is Marbe Neiris. Which would seem to show that he holds that there's an Iker Ner and there's a Tafel. And the whole Indian of being Marbe is Al Smala Makoydish V'Lay Maridin. not as the yomim hanachnasim with a misper mesuyim, but we're mala. We're mala b'kaidish. That we're mad that according to the number of people in the house, everybody lights.
What?
Yeah, he said you light according to the amount of people in the house. So Mele Vaistos, he's not so makbid on the number, lefi the way we're learning, which means he's going with the svar of Malam HaKadosh. If he holds that it's not one number that's Mesuyim, and he holds that there's an Iker V'tafel, so why does he allow Ner L'Ner? If we're saying that he holds that there is an Iker, and there is a Tafel, and the whole Inyan of the Ribbon Neiris is Malam HaKadosh L'Meridin, so he should hold like the Ramah, Benegeya, that it should be Aser to be Madlik Miner L'Ner. Because one's the Iker, and the rest of the Tafel. That's how we're learning the Lashitasa. And the Rambam straight out says, "Umut al Adlik bin Elinar." Huh? What do you mean? We don't know what he means. He's Tyson. It could be Afilu, maybe even he holds Lakinsa. I don't know. He just says, "Umut al Adlik Miner Chanuka Lener Miner Chanuka Miner Chanuka Acher," which is the lashon of the Machaber. Except for one word, Acher. But the Lashon Lechaber is the same Lashon. Lashon Lechaber is Mutter Lahadlik Miner Chanukah Miner Chanukah. And the Lashon Rambam is Mutter Lahadlik Ner Chanukah Miner Chanukah. So whatever the Mechaber holds, the Rambam is holding, which is not like the Ramah. The Ramah is Chaylik. However you want to touch up which thing they're being Matter or answering, bottom line is he's going with the Mechaber. And he should be holding like the Ramah. If it's a Vart that he's being Malah B'Kodesh, then there's an Iker V'Tafel. Should be a problem of being Malah from one to the other. So that's a problem in our Lashitasam. It's interesting to note that the Meiri himself, who's always Mamish, Kamah always, Shitas HaRamam, the Meiri, the Mesach the Shabbos, Chafal V'Mbeis, where he talks about Minel and Ner, and he talks about being Mar B'Neiris, he says, Afal Pisha Kasavu HaMechabram HaGadoylim, that everybody should light. Everybody should light. Other it's wrong. And no, the din to be Moshe V'Hoylech is only one person. And he taka says, Mutter Lahadlik Minel and Aaron, his Lashon, my Mutter Lahadlik Minel and Aaron is, he says, Kula Mitzvah Achasein, says that Lashon, that Kula Mshave, Kula Mitzvah Achasein, Minel and Aaron. So Melech's very good, he holds it's all Mitzvah Achas, meaning to say that there's one minion hamasuyim of a number of lights that you have to light. It's one klal, the Melech, it will be a big problem if you have other people lighting. You can't have the extra menorahs. So even the Meiri himself is dumping. He's not going with the Rambam that normally he follows with L'chayr, because he holds taka all one mitzvah. So all one mitzvah. If it's one mitzvah, als mutter lahadlik minel l'ner, so then that means that all of the neiris are equal als one minyan musuyim.
So
it's a pika? What? No. I made the l'shita. I wanted to make a l'shita. So I'm saying shver on me. Shver on me. The way I'm learning. So then the Meila should be
shrimp.
Two separate pieces. Two separate pieces. So we have a problem with the Shita Saramba. I have a problem with Shita Saramba. Okay, Yesh Lain, the Shita Zerambam is very interesting, where he puts the halacha of Madlik Minel in there. First of all, he's not koveyed in its own separate place. In Shulchan Aruch, it's brought Mamish as a whole separate siman. The halacha of being Madlik Minel in there. The Rambam stoops it into the halacha of Ashashis. You have an Ashashis from Erev Shabbos, and you're going, so Machabe Umadlik Oipam, you can't use the one that you used for Shabbos. And last year, that was Machaburo was on Ashashis. And why do you have to put it out and light it again? Because Hadlaka is a mitzvah. Umoter lahadlik nerchanaga minerchanaga achir. So first of all, Stamazai, he puts it in with Ashashis. He puts it in with a u. You can't even say that it was that the tfus, they put the period in the wrong place. He puts it in with a u. It's mamash like it's a hemshech hadvarim with a vav hamachaber. That's number two. And the third thing is, what's taka's lashon of miner chanukah acher? What's the lashon of miner chanukah acher? The machaber suffice to say, muta lahadlik ner chanukah miner chanukah. What's up there? Ner chanukah miner chanukah acher. It's interesting, the Ramah, when he says that you should not be lighting one there from another, he says, however, but after Zman Hatlakasam, it's mutter lehishtamish bahem, for kol shekein it's mutter lahadlik mimenu. I mean, you could be miyashiv, but at first glance, what are you doing being madlik mimenu if it's after zman adlikasa? If it's after the zman mitzvah. So what exactly?
Cigarette.
Huh?
Cigarette.
No, that's mutar l'shtamish. He's hardly being madlik. He's hardly being madlik.
Madlik means mitzvah.
Hey, okay, you could say a guy wasn't yaitzah. He's coming back late. Huh? You're ready, all day. And it's ready past this man adlock. So I have to tell you, but it's mutala hadlock. Api Pasha is not so Pasha. Why are you guys being madlock past the man adlock? According to the Rambam, there's no need to be madlock past this man adlock. Huh? May not have a different text. Yesh loim. Yesh Lema, you have the Gra that is Chilik on the Mechaber.
This is what I want.
So first of all, we have a Gra that I mentioned earlier that's Chilik on the Mechaber in terms of how to light the Neiris. Mechaber says you start with the new one, the fresh one, and you work your way down to the old ones. Right? And Frank the Gra, how could it be that you're being Mevarech on the Tafel, on the Rishus? The new one is only a Hiddur. And the original one, we don't understand this exactly why is yesterday's light considered the Iker, but as I out the Gra, that you can't be that you're being Madlik, the new one, and being Mavarach on the new one, which is only the Hiddur, and not on the Iker. So we have a Machlokes. The Gra says, start with the old and work your way to the new. And the Maharik, which is the source of the Mechaber, and possibly the Mordechai, says that you start from the new and you work your way to the old. Agav l'chayra eitzah around the Gra to be yaitzah both days would be to use disposable names. You don't have the old anymore. And then you could taka be matlik from left to right, and you have no issues.
That is not
called new. Huh? I'm saying they're all gone. You don't have anything. It's every night you're starting fresh. They had Caitlin, what do you mean? They had Menorahs. I don't know. Why would anybody dump them? They didn't have anything disposable. The good old days, there was nothing disposable.
I thought it means its placement on the Menorah makes it new and old, not because it's...
What do you mean? I'm saying, if you don't have a Menorah, you don't have anything.
Yeah, I mean, its placement in the Seder.
The wicks are disposable. The wicks
are disposable there. It's after the wicks? I don't know. Okay. But anyway, that's a side thing. The Shaila is... Is there any situation? Okay, so Pashas Advan, the Gra is backing his Svara on the Ramah, and Lachar, you could say, Nachal, all the same as he taught him we've been saying. The Mechaber, who's going with the Marik, who says you start with the new and go to the old, is because he doesn't hold that anything's an Ikar V'Tafel, as we said before. The Mechaber holds they're all equal. The Mechaber holds you're lighting five Neiris. So there's no Iker v'tafel. You're not being madlik the tafel and going to the Iker. The Mechaber holds it's all the same. The Mechaber holds there's no issue. The Gra is going with the Ramah, that the Ramah Taka learned earlier that there's an Iker v'tafel. So the Gra would Taka have an issue that somewhere, however you're going to arrange it, but there is an Iker v'tafel to work with. The Rambam, what would the Rambam hold? You go from old to new or new to old? According to me, we have a stira. Then again, to the Riboy, he holds Malam HaKadosh, which means he holds one's an Iker, one's a Tafel, so there should be a problem going from the new to the old. Mi'idach Giza, the Rambam holds by Miner Lener, he says he's Mater Miner Lener, so L'chari considers them all equal. So Mele shouldn't have any issue. Where's the Rambam? So Yesh Loimer. It could be the Rambam Taka holds that one ner is the Iker and one's taka the tafel. And the Mela, really, the Rambam should hold like the Ramah, and he's going to aser being madlik minela ner. But here we have the kutz. Okay? Bear with me. The Rambam holds the pashtus, the bederach klal, you madlik, the way we're madlik. We start with the new one, and we go to the old. Azevi the Marik, Azevi the Mordechai, and Azevi the Mechaber. That's what he holds we do. Abaloy l'shitasa. The Rambam holds Fakir. The Rambam holds like the Gra. That the new one is Taka, only a Hiddur. And the new one is Taka, a Tafel. Because the Rambam holds there is an Ikav, a Tafel. And the new one's Taka, a Tafel. Ah, Frek the Gra, how could you make a bracha on the Tafel and be Maniach as an Ikar? The Rambam holds Fakir, Malam HaKadosh. The whole The whole yisrael of the Rambam is then in Chanukah we're working with Malam HaKadosh. So it could be, the Gemara itself doesn't say that it's also to be Mevarach on the Hiddur. He's just saying, how could you be Meniach, the Ikar Mitzvah, and make the Bracha on the Tafel? Or it could be the Rambam holds Vakert. The Rambam holds the whole yisrael over here is Malam HaKadosh. So if I can't make the bracha on the shvacher one, on the hiddur, and I don't have a problem that you're making the bracha. Ah, you're making a bracha on the, who cares? Bottom line is, if I can't on the gra, you have a kasha. How could the gra say you start on the ikker and go to the other one? Chari being married by kedusha. According to the gra, the first one's the ikker. You should start with the ikker. And then you're going to the, so then you're being married by kedusha. Zog the Rambam, I can't. Start taka with the tuffel. Start with the hiddur. And work your way to the ikker. Ah, you're not being mevarach? Who cares? We have a din of malim makoydish v'leim aridin. Who ever heard of a din of being mevarach ala ikr v'lei ala tafel? That's the gra's own svara. It's a nice svara. But we have a hilchas called malim makoydish. Faker, light the tafel and work your way to the ikr.
Why is one
thing
one
tafel? Huh? No, because the Rambam holds malim makoydish. The Hainu that they're separable. That the neighbors are separable and one's an ikr and one's a tafel. For whatever svara that the gra held the metzias, No. It's two separate svaras. The gra says the metzias, the new one is the tafel and the rest of the ikar. The gra holds his own svara. Memelo, you shouldn't be mavarech. The Rambam agrees that the new one is the tafel and the first one is the ikar. He agrees with that, you say. But he's just saying that your svara that you can't be mavarech on the tafel. He doesn't say you can't. He says you shouldn't. The Rambam holds vakert. You should be mavarech on the tafel and work your way to the ikar.
If you had two
kelim
to be
tovel,
one glass which is the rabbanon and one's metal which is the raisa. Which one made your bracha feel a kelim? Which one wouldn't be
tovel? I don't know. Over there, there's a din of kedusha. It's a part of malam hakodesh. I'm saying the tefillah is a malam. It's like shechita. I'm saying.
It's two different mitzvahs. In one mitzvah, you might
look at it. That's a separate stickle. I'm not going to do that. I want to say it's a machlokes Rambam and Gra. Not Gra. But a machlokes Rashi and Rishonim. And the Rambam is going, I'll leave it to Shitas Rashi. Is there a din of Malam HaKadosh on separate items or not? On separate zakat. But okay, okay. But we're not going to go into the svaras and machlekes Rambam and Gra if it's better to be malam hakodesh from the neighbors. The bottom line is he's agreeing with the Gra that the new one is taka the tafel, and the first one is the ikar. But the svaras hagra that you shouldn't be mavarach on the tafel, he holds vakert malam hakodesh is more important. Start with the tafel and work your way to the ikar. And so you help the Rambam. Meila, the Rambam, the etzem holds that there is a problem of net l'ner. It's just that it's never negeya. Because now the problem is Biza Mitzvah. The way we're madlik, we always go from the Tafel to the Iker. So we're always Male Bakaydish. We're not being Mevaze. According to the Rambam and according to the Marik, it doesn't pose a problem of madlik Mielaner if you follow the normal way of being madlik. Because you're going from Tafel to Iker. That's not Bizayin Fakir, you're being Male Bakaydish. The whole issue of Bizayin. The Gra holds that about each Ner is separate, it's not considered Malam HaKadosh. The Rashi that we discussed, that there's a new Malam HaKadosh on separate items of Beis HaKnesses to Beis all those things, that the Gra doesn't hold. So Mela, the Gra doesn't hold that it passes Malam HaKadosh in the Neris themselves. But there's an Indian of Biza Mitzvah. If you're going from Ikar to Tafel, it's a Biza Mitzvah. The Rambam holds Faket. There's a din of Malam HaKadosh. So start with the Tafel and go to the Ikar. It's a problem of Madlik and Elener. The problem of Madlik and Elener is only Taka if it's a Bizayin. Faket over here, you're going up. There's no Bizayin a Mitzvah. You're going from the Tafel to the Ikar. So the Rambam said, Be'etzim the Rambam holds there is an issue of Madlik and Elener. It's just that it's never practically Negeh. So the Rambam, here we have a case. You have an Ashoshis. You have a Ner that was lit last night. And it's a 26-hour Ner, and it's still going tonight. Yes? And last year we said that the Rambam's issue of the Ashoshis is because Hadlaka is a mitzvah, and the Hadlaka was L'shem Shabbos, and not L'shem Chanukah. Remela, you have to put it down and relight it. Love by every 2 minutes. Remela, you have to put it down and relight it, because the it was lit. It's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the Gemara of Ashoshis, if the Ashoshis was lit L'shem Shabbos or L'shem Chanukah. And last year we were Medayik that the Rambam holds that it was lit L'shem Shabbos, and not L'shem Chanukah. Merely you have to put it down and relight it. But the Etzem, the Rambam holds, if you have last night's Ner Chanukah still going, you could use it as your Ner Chanukah. Here comes up the first time that you have an issue with being madlik from an ikr to a tafel. Because last night's nair, he's moided to the gra that last night's nair's betzim are always ikr. And here the nair is still burning. So that nair is going to blive the ikr. And you want a light from that one to now light for the second night, a new one. So now the second nair is going to be a hither. So now you're going from ikr to tafel. This is the first case that the Rambam really has of a practical problem of going down in Kedusha from the Iker Nera to Tavel. Because normally you always light from the Hiddur to the Iker. But by a case of Ashoshis, L'chur, you're going to go now, oh, now it's the second night. So let me light the second Nera from the first Nera. Because it's Mutterbe. So the Rambam over there, Yitaka, are going to have an issue. Because the first one's the Iker, the second one's the Tavel, now you're dealing with the Bizu Mitzvah. Neila zakt Rambam umutter lahadlik ner chanukah mi ner chanukah acher, but not from an ashoshes. Not a good word. Fakert. Then ner chanam. You have to be careful. The halach is mutter lahadlik ner chanukah mi ner chanukah acher. You have to taka bizayir. We hold taka that there is a ikker and there is a tafel, and the neila there is a problem of ner l'ner. Except in the situation that we normally light. We go from Tafel to Iker, so you don't have a problem. But in the case of Ashoshis, the Rambam holds the only time that you have a problem where you taka going down. And taka's off the Rambam, you can't light from the Ashoshis. It's mutter lahadlik, and that's why it's mamash hemshech of the halacha of Ashoshis.
Yesterday's
ner. So it's mamash hemshech of the halacha of Ashoshis. You have the Ashoshis. Zog the Rambam, umutter lahadlik ner chanukah mi ner chanukah acher. Ashoshis is a long term there. That's what Ashoshis is. Huh?
I'm not talking about where you were trying to change the last 2 days. Or you were out the kids to
look
for Shabbos.
I'm saying, then he says you have to be Mechabit. That's the end of the story. What happens if you talk and have one that's from Chanukah? It's good.
No,
I'm saying it's Menduik in the Rambam that if it was lit for Chanukah, it's good.
It can't be above a people. It's not an
empty. It's
not talking about where you live for Chanukah. In the case the Rambam's talking about, it was lit for Shabbos.